Today is Monday, January 3rd, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Well, that was the third time I started this show. The first time, I forgot to unmute my mic, and I don't want to go back and do any editing post, so I had to restart the recording because I record live to tape. And then the second time, I said 2021, because, I mean, that's so last year. I don't know. Well, I do know why I said 2021, because I've been saying that for a year. And how many ever episodes that's been. And I usually look at the date at the top of my monitor on my computer, and it gives me the day and the month and the date. The day, like Monday, the month, and then the numerical day of the month. But it doesn't give me the year. I could probably change that. Generally, it's not a problem, though. It's just like when it's a new year and you, back in the day when we used to write checks, and for the first 2 or 3 weeks of the new year, you would write the wrong year in your check. And I think it's the same thing. You know, you guys are going to have to cut me a little slack. So, you know, I got it right because I re-recorded, but there may be an episode here or there for the first few weeks where I forget and say 2021. Just putting that out there, you know? Anyway, we did not record Mix Minus on Thursday night. I know I told you guys that already. Daniel had, or has, I don't know. I don't know when you stop having it. But he was diagnosed with COVID. He was positive for COVID. And I need to text him and ask him if he's doing okay. Like, if he's still alive. Because I assume he is, because no one's notified me, you know. But I need to. I'm horrible at keeping up with people. One of my best friends from when I was college age, I follow her on Instagram, but I suck at keeping up with her. She has a baby now. She has a husband. She lives in Dallas. I suck. The only people that I keep up with are people that I podcast with. And I only talk to them when we're podcasting. And I don't know if it's just because I'm an introverted person and it's easier for me to just keep up with people on a podcast, or, you know, I'm not really sure. But anyway, I need to do a better job, and I need to text message Daniel and ask him if he's okay. I'm going to do that. After the show, I'm going to text message Daniel and make sure he's okay. I mean, there'd be nothing I could do, but he's in Florida. I'm in Arkansas. But, you know, I've already paid for this cruise that I'm going with. I'm going with he and Zach. And so, you know, I want to make sure he's alive, because I paid for this cruise already. And I paid for the whole thing. I don't even know if they'll give me a... So anyway, I'll text him and make sure he's okay. But anyway, so Friday night was New Year's. And Mark and I had discussed back and forth. Oh my God, because of Omicron, are we going to go to this New Year's party? And I know Mark wanted to go to the party. And I told him, I said, my opinion is that we should not go to a party. And because of Omicron, because even people with their boosted and everything else, they're getting it. And sometimes you don't have symptoms, so you don't know. And even if we're not worried about getting it ourselves, you know, we could be spreading it to other people, like when you go to church, or when I go to church, or when we go to the grocery store, or, you know, anything like that. So I'm like, it would probably be more responsible to not go to that, and also not go to restaurants for the next month. Because again, even wearing your mask, apparently Omicron can get past a mask and boosters. And I said, but I'll do whatever you want to do, because I know it's very important to you. And it's a big, you know, in the Philippines, they're very much celebratory people, is what I've learned. And they don't like to celebrate alone. They like to get together in big groups and all bring food and have food and drink and karaoke. And they like to have those little backdrops where you all take photos. No matter what it is, birthday party, Christmas, New Year's, 4th of July, like, why? Well, I mean, in the Philippines, they don't celebrate 4th of July, but, you know, any holiday, there's going to be a photo op, there's going to be tons of food, somebody's going to sing karaoke, there are going to be drinks, the guys are going to go out in the backyard and drink beer, you know, and I know, and I'm not a, you know, I'm not a big partier. So I said, you know what, I will do whatever you want to do. I'm just thinking it may not be the best time. Then on Friday, a smaller group of his friends messaged and said, hey, we're not going to go to the big party, but we're going to have a smaller get together, which was only, I don't know, the big party was probably between 30 and 40. I'm guessing, but I was guessing around 30 people. And then the smaller group of friends was probably only less than 10. And I said, well, again, I'll leave it up to you. But the thing is, the smaller group had just all gotten back from going to Vegas after Christmas. The day after Christmas, about 10 of the Filipino friends got together and went to Vegas. They just got back on New Year's Eve and decided to all get together. Well, they've been traveling. And I said, well, you know, they've all, even though it's a smaller group, they've all been on airplanes. They were in Vegas. We probably. You know, I'm like, but again, if you want to do it, you know, I'll do it. And so anyway, he said, no, you're right. We probably shouldn't do it. And so we stayed home. And I feel bad because I know he really, that's a big deal, is like getting together with friends and all of that kind of stuff. And so I felt bad about it. And I didn't want to be the reason. So I was like, I will do whatever you want to do. I'm just telling you, if it was just me, I would stay home. But I'm not a big partier anyway, so it's an easy decision for me. So what we did, we ordered food, and we ordered food from P.F. Chang's, and he said we needed to have noodles because that something about long life or good luck or something, and you're supposed to eat noodles on New Year's Eve or on New Year's Day. I'm not really sure. So we got lo mein noodles, or the like garlic soy noodles. And we got chicken, and we got beef, and we got a pot stickers, and so we had that, and then we watched a movie. I can't remember which movie we watched. We've been watching a movie every day, like I was talking about. I can't remember which one we watched, but we watched some movie. And then we watched this Year of the Power of the Dog or whatever. We did not watch that on New Year's Eve, but we watched it on Saturday, I believe. And I did not like it at all. It's gotten really good reviews. I did not like it. And he didn't like it either. And I got it. Like, I got the story. When I went back and read articles about it to see, I'm like, maybe I didn't get it. But I got it. Like, you know, and I didn't like it. It was boring. Anyway, so even though it was kind of homoerotic, still. But so we ate, we watched a movie, we played a game, we played Phase 10. He beat me. We had a little snack at midnight because that's a thing. So he had some cheese rolls. It's actually a sweet thing. It's almost like a cream cheese in a pastry. It's really good, actually. And we had those. We had mimosas because we still had leftover orange juice and champagne from the Christmas brunch. And so we needed to use that, and so I made mimosas. Oh, we watched New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest. And it was fun. I mean, I enjoyed it, but I was feeling bad the whole night because I was like, ugh, I bet he really wants to be at his friend's party. But I really had a good time. I enjoyed staying home, and I enjoyed playing a game, and I enjoyed watching the movie and eating together and all of that. And so, I mean, I'm sure he was fine, but I felt bad. And then on Saturday, I decided, well, Mark wanted to clean, so I did the bathrooms. And then I did the bathrooms, he did the floors. And then Or was that Friday? I think that was Friday. So I guess we didn't do that. Okay, Saturday, we ate something. I don't remember what it was. And then I decided that I wanted to take, my stepdad was building a workbench in our garage. And I wanted to finish taking the shelves from the garage to the new attic space that was built. And so I started taking apart, you know, pulling all the stuff off the shelves, dismantling them, bringing them upstairs, all of that kind of stuff. And my stepdad came over and he had one little extra thing to finish on those, sanding and putting one extra layer of varnish on them. And so he helped me finish taking the shelves up. And I put together, because then I had to put them back together in the attic. So I put one of them back together, kind of pushed it around to see where I wanted to put them, put some stuff on it, but I did not do the second one. So I was going to do it yesterday, but then I got lazy yesterday and I didn't do it. And then it got really cold last night and it actually snowed. But Saturday night, and it snowed, but not a lot. It was that really powdery, fine, and we may have gotten like a quarter of an inch dusting. I mean, it was just a tiny, it just looks like somebody took some powdered sugar and dusted the grass. There's still some there today, though, because it's been cold for the past couple of days. It got down to 12 degrees, I think. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.